Hello everyone, just dropping in before the show to let you know that we will be at Summer in the City this Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Doing a live show.
We'll do a live show on the Saturday.
On Saturday.
At 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
In the Blue Microphone Podcast Theatre.
Blue Microphone Podcast Theatre.
Very good.
Yay. Oh, we'll forget that. Do we have any letters?
We do have a letter. We've got one from Meg. The subject title is, You Need Jesus. This one is for you. This one's for you, James.
No, it's not.
It is. We'd love to know what...
Do I need Jesus?
No, I think we need Jesus.
Oh, we need Jesus.
Would love to know what James does when Luke and Corey are having their intense debates. Also, I love the podcast.
I'm just sitting here like watching a tennis match because I sit in between them. So just imagine an audience watching a tennis match, watching the ball go like back and forth. That's what I do.
Yeah, so I think James just kind of... You just watch, don't you?
Yeah, I just go into like an observer mode where like sometimes Corey and Luke will just go into these deep discussions where they just go into like deeper theoretical things. And I'm just like, I'm understanding like maybe less than half of this, maybe 30-40% maximum. So I just like nod along trying to understand.
I find you're a really good litmus test for what people will understand when they're listening.
Yeah, I think that's my purpose here.
You've got lots of purposes, but that's definitely a good one.
That and editing.
Meg goes on to say, also, I love the podcast, highlight of my Monday, and keeps me going when dealing with my 5 and 3-year-old brothers. But seriously, Luke, you are going to go grey soon.
Why?
I don't know. It's very ominous. It doesn't, there's no reference to that. It just ends.
Oh, she's a prophet.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Should we start the episode?
What does that mean?
Let's just start it. Hello and welcome to The Sci Guys, a show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and today I'm joined by Jamp and special guest Evan Edinger.
Not as always.
I'm special.
You're very
special.
Good. This week we'll be talking about proper thrust and 20th century drag.
Why isn't Daniel J. Layton here?
RuPaul's thrust.
There we go.
Daniel J. Layton might be here at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you talking about thrust in terms of like rocket ships and drag in terms of rocket ships?
Close.
Or cars.
So we've spoken many times on this podcast about the strong desire we humans feel to chuck things into space. This week I want to bring it back down to Earth just a little bit and talk about the men that pioneered chucking themselves into the air. That's right. It's the Wrights. The Wright brothers.
Oh!
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, do you guys know anything about the Wright brothers at all? I feel like you should, because they're American.
There were planes involved and they were in America.
Yes. I believe it was North Carolina or Virginia the Wright brothers are from. 1914, I believe?
1903.
Okay. Yeah. A bit off.
Good.
Also, they ran a bicycle shop originally, and they were like, I like cycling, and they were like, why don't I cycle to the sky? And then it worked.
You went at that so humbly, like, oh, I guess I know a couple of things.
You know everything.
They owned a bicycle shop.
You're already doing a good job for filling in for Luke, because Luke spoils everything.
Yeah. That was a whole...
Actually, coming into this, I was like, well, at least Luke's not going to spoil the whole episode.
American history.
Okay, so yeah, Wilbur Wright was born on April 16th, 1867, near Millville in Indiana, and he was the middle child of 5. And then Orville came along in 1871, and they just grew up together because that's what brothers.
And later, he grew up to make really nice popcorn.
Is that true?
No. No.
It's an American joke.
Orville Redenbacher?
That's it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just never heard that name outside the popcorn.
So they grew up. They were kind of best friends as kids. And Wilbur was really smart. Apparently, he was the smart one. So he did really well in school. And up until 1855, 1856, he was on a great course. And then he got into a hockey accident and busted up his face.
Ugh.
Classic.
So we had to live at home.
It's very American.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, ice hockey. Yeah.
Canadian more.
Oh, that's more Canadian. I was going to say
it's Canadian. A bit Canadian. Yeah. You guys call ice hockey just hockey, right?
No. I played hockey growing up, but that was roller hockey or whatever you call that.
Field? Well, we don't have
hockey. No, it's with roller blades.
No, we don't have field hockey. Roller hockey. Okay. Cool. He broke his face playing ice hockey, and so he had to sit at home and get better, which made him really depressed, and then his mum died. while he was looking after her.
Oh,
yeah. Great. So he didn't go to college. He didn't go to Yale like he was supposed to. He just stayed at home reading books like a nerd.
About cycling?
Just reading books about anything. Yeah. Harry I mean, Potter. Probably cycling. Yeah. I mean, bikes were only invented in 1817, so I can't imagine there were...
A lot of books on
a lot of books.
Well, it was in the 1850s, right? That's like...
Well, he was born in 67,
there was probably a few books.
There's quite a few decades in between.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. The invention quite a few books.
Quite a lot happens in decades.
Yeah, and he's in the north, so I guess he doesn't really care about, you know, the reparations or the Civil War or anything at this point.
I'm glad we've got you here for this one, because I don't know.
I was like, that time period was really good for the north, so like he's probably just like, hell yeah.
Indiana's
we won. Yeah, I mean, yes. It's bordering the lakes near Michigan. And, you know, anyway.
Okay, good.
No one lives there.
In 1889, yeah, his mum died of tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
So in 1889, his mum died of tuberculosis, and that same year they started their own newspaper called West Side News.
They really did a lot, didn't they?
They did a lot. Wilbur was the editor, and Orville was the publisher. These guys are like proper Americans.
That's very industrious. Yeah,
yeah. They just start companies. They don't even. It's like Edison. Wow. He wasn't really a science guy, but he became an inventor because of business.
The Elon Musks of the world.
Exactly. The Wright brothers were closely following the research of a German flight man called Otto Lilienthal. I don't know, Evan.
You can pronounce this.
I can't. Lilienthal.
Lilienthal.
Yep.
Doesn't sound German at all.
Doesn't sound German
I'm glad
at all,
we've
does
got
it?
A German-speaking American here.
Useful for all this stuff.
I didn't even decide Evan was going to do this episode.
Otto is very German, so.
Otto's very German.
His name is Carr.
Are you kidding me?
If his name is Otto, but...
Oh, right, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, German pun. He auto-changed his name. There we go. Anyway.
And then he died in a glider crash.
He died in a glider crash.
He died in a glider crash, and that really spurred the brothers on to pursue flight. So at this point, they were running a bicycle shop.
And they were studying... They were basically learning about this guy that was doing glider stuff who died flying, and they went, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
interesting. Yeah, genuinely,
if he died, I want to do it.
It's well, true business
people. It's less space for them, hasn't it? They can move on in.
Well, he just did it wrong, we can do it better.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way of thinking about it.
So that's when they moved to North Carolina, because
we go. I was like I can't believe they're from Indiana. I could have sworn it was North Carolina. Fact that I'm like, I know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I see pictures in my head of them flying the plane and just, yeah, that's North Carolina.
It's like North Carolina.
It's like, you know, just North Carolina looking.
So they moved there because it's windy, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, it's got Rolling Hills.
Good.
It was an attempt at a pun. The capital's Raleigh. I just really wanted to go for
this. This is not the audience.
They're not going to land with
Raleigh. Yeah, British.
Okay, so before I talk about their planes, do you guys know how planes in general work?
You got this little wing thing, right? You get a little uplift, little the air goes.
Are you using hand symbols?
Oh, yes, on a podcast. Basically, air is going to go over the wing at a different speed that it goes under the wing, which causes lift. And if you get enough thrust or force and it's going fast enough in one direction, then you get enough air that can lift that body of mass, that weight.
Yeah, so essentially you've got four... That's right, you've got four different forces that act on the wing. You've got thrust, lift, drag...
Gravity.
And weight.
WTF?
Yeah.
Weight is not a force.
Yeah.
Weight is mass times gravity, the force of gravity.
No, the weight is a force.
Weight is not a force. Yeah. What? The force of gravity. Weight is mass times gravity. So it's a force.
I never learned
times
weight as a force,
mass, which in itself makes
yeah.
it.
Yeah, weight is a force. Because you can measure weight in newtons. Yeah, no, weight is a force. Yeah, weight is the force acted on you by gravity.
Oh, I think on an object. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so those are the four forces. I'll say them again.
Glad we made that clarification.
Yeah, good.
Good. We learned something. If not about the Wright brothers.
Yeah, thrust, lift. I'm not going to say it again.
Thrust,
say it again.
Lift,
you got it.
Just
you got it.
Drag.
Thrust, lift, drag. Yeah.
And weight. Not gravity.
Not gravity. Definitely weight. Yeah, so thrust is the moving forward.
I'm still disagreeing with this weight. I genuinely, when I studied this in physics, I'm like, it was gravity pointing down. But maybe you're right. It's weight. I'm just a...
No, gravity is what makes the force. Yeah, it's not the force itself.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, that's the got you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't know if you had to do force diagrams.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, weight, which is just MG, which is the force of weight. Continue. I like, remember.
So we've got thrust, which is forward force. You've got drag, which is the air or whatever fluid you're moving through, wind pushing resistance. Back. Yeah, the air resistance. You've got lift, which is obviously the upwards force, and then weight, which is the downwards force. So what you need is for the lift to be larger than the weight, and for the drag to be smaller than the thrust. And if you do that, so long as you've got that happening, you will fly.
Nice.
Which is why they wanted the strong wind. So if you've got a strong headwind, which means a wind that's pushing you forwards, means you've got less drag.
Yeah.
So conceivably, you could fly a plane with enough headwind without it moving forward at all.
It's just a glider, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Which is what they were building to begin with.
How long was that initial flight?
The initial flight?
As in the one that, where they discovered flight, where the government was like, hey, we want to buy that.
So people were making gliders and stuff before the Wright brothers.
Yeah, no, but when they made that flight where they flew for like, maybe a minute and a half or something? Yeah, they broke record in such a way that it was like, oh, this is discovered. Like, they discovered some new way.
So their initial, I've got this down here, hold on. Their initial flight was 12 seconds.
They really went for that. Like, guys, we did it.
But the same day, they lasted just under a minute.
Okay, that makes more sense. Nice.
Don't let anyone tell you that that's not good enough.
You can turn 12 seconds.
When I last 30 seconds, I'll be very proud. Listen, the Wright brothers lasted 7 the first time, please.
12. I said that literally 10 seconds ago.
Listen, my memory.
So that's how planes work. There were a lot of flying machines before that, obviously, because they didn't just pull out of nowhere.
It's not the most basic flying machine, is it? I'm sure they...
Yeah, no.
They did stuff before planes.
Exactly. So one guy that was a major player in this was Clement Adder.
Ah, like from that British TV show.
That Blackadder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Rowan Atkinson. Adder of color. Not the same guy.
Oh.
No relation.
Never seen it.
You never seen Blackadder?
No.
You're kidding me.
I've seen an episode. Wait, so his name was Adder, though?
Adder, or Ader. I don't know. A-D-E-R.
Oh, that's Ader. Adder is two Ds. WTF.
Thank you for the spelling
lesson. Now doesn't make sense.
Oh, darn.
Blackadder.
So what did Ader do?
So he made the first of three flying machines in his life. The first one was in 1886.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was made kind of like a bat.
Oh, yeah.
That had a steam engine to propel it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it didn't... I mean, it didn't really work.
Who's going to shovel... Bat. Yeah, who's going to shovel the coal in there while he's trying to fly? That's a heavy operation.
You need to have another one above it to drop the coal.
To drop coal down.
To drop coal down. And then someone above that.
Then your force of weight... is increased by too much. So
like, that's why you've got someone else flying above you, so you don't have to... You're just burning the coal away.
Yeah.
How are they flying above you?
You get someone above them.
No, it's not... it's not flights all the way up. I don't think that.
So on the 9th of October in 1890, he tried to fly it, and historians have given him a lot of credit, but it didn't really work. He managed to, like, kind of hop and take off a little bit, but not really fly.
So it was closer to a frog than a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
Was the science there yet? In terms of, did scientists and leading educators have the theories of lift at that time? So were they trying to prove what they knew? Or was this just, oh, this crazy guy thinks he can fly. What a weirdo.
So they had the ideas. The Wright brothers are the ones that kind of... So wind tunnels and stuff existed at that point.
Oh, okay.
So they had the ideas behind it. They just couldn't figure out how to... implement it, because obviously
correctly,
flight is really complicated. Like, you've got really so many variables going on at once.
Yeah, they were like, oh, clearly we need the lift to be more, but how the heck?
So, like, and also there's the thing,
and then
the
how do you put it in like a small vehicle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's the issue of steering as well, because
don't
there's
steer.
Exactly. There's three, but there's three planes to steer on.
Wasn't the first plane? Didn't it also go both ways because it was a biplane?
What do you?
Did it
get out?
Did it have a reverse?
That's it. This episode is over. There's also another guy that I found quite interesting. His name was Santos Dumont.
Ah.
Yeah. So between 1906 and 1907, which is after the Wright brothers, he decided to build a plane that used a catapult to launch it.
Like a trebuchet?
Yeah. Right. Like,
so they did that.
So like these guys are flying with an engine. But who needs an engine?
Theirs can take off by itself.
Wait, so
I've got a better way.
Did he catapult his plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. That's I mean, it works for a little bit. As long as you build a big enough catapult in like Miami, you can take it all the way to like Orlando. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it was. It'd have to be a big one. It was. He flew 220 meters in 22 seconds.
That's like the Americans out there. That's like over 2 football fields.
Is it really? I have no gauge for how big or small a football field is.
It's 100 yards. So 220.
That's not.
Meters.
This is not helping.
Yards are like 30. Are basically what 36, 39ths of a meter. So very close. So it's basically a meter.
Not quite.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Also, so 220 meters in 22 seconds. That's about 10 meters a second, which is about the pace of Usain Bolt. Just a little bit slower than him.
He goes at 220 meters per second. I want to just say that's
10
wrong.
Meters per second.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'd like to debate this.
Yeah, 220 divided by 22, 10.
Cool. Wow, that's fast.
He can run quick.
Yeah, he can run quite quick.
Not as fast as Logan Paul.
Should be
his
job.
No, Logan Paul is a very fast man.
Probably 11. Yeah.
Should we get back to the Wright brothers?
Right.
I guess so, yeah.
They had seen all of this stuff happening. Hmm. They had planes that were... They had gliders that were kind of working. People had been working on engines. But no one could really do it right.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't steer the planes properly. They couldn't get them to stay in the air or land safely at all.
Not ideal.
No, it's not really what you want. So they decided to work on how to steer the planes first.
It's a good start.
Yeah, so they used... do you guys know how...
steering wheel?
Rudders? like a boat?
Well, kind of, yeah. They used like a rudder
tail
for...
fin.
Yeah, so there, like I said, there are three axes. Yeah. Do you guys know how that works?
Pitch, yaw, and yeet.
Wow.
I was like 2/3 in there.
It's pitch, yaw, and oh Christ, what's the last one?
Yeet.
Oh, roll.
He told you.
Roll, yeah. Roll. I was pitch, like, I did roll. Not, yeah.
Yeah, pitch, yaw, and roll.
We've all played Star Fox.
Right, I've not heard of these before.
I guess not. Okay.
So, do you know what they are, Evan? Can you describe them?
Pitch, yaw. Oh, I'm doing
you're
motions.
No one can see you apart from the two people in this room.
Do a barrel roll. Okay, just think about rolling your wings left to right. Don't do that. But, you know, if you're slightly tilting left and right with your wings, that's going to be your roll.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the pitch is when you're pitching down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when your nose is pointed towards the ground, yaw is pointed up. So you kind of have to pull back to go up and then push down to go down and then, you know, do a barrel roll with Z and R at the same time.
Okay.
Starbucks.
I think that's what I've read, and this could be wrong. I'm willing to trust Evan that yaw is turning left to right, like facing the nose of the plane.
You know what? That sounds way more right than me.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, so pitch is nose going up and down.
Ooh, how would you do the yaw then? I'm curious.
Exactly. Yeah. So
the other two make sense, right?
Yeah, the other two.
But yaw, so, I'm like, how the heck?
Yeah, so rolling is literally rolling it from left to right. Mm-hmm. Pitch is going up and down with the nose, and yaw is left and right.
I'm trying
to
visualize it with the fin. But...
Oh, okay. That makes a bit
so
more
it's
sense.
Not just one rudder. That's because
Oh, it's more than one.
Yeah, so there's you've got multiple things. Because obviously, think about when you're driving a car, you're only really going forward and back, and then another axis,
mm-hmm.
which is left and right. So this
when
is
you're flying, you have another dimension.
Yeah, you've got another dimension to work with.
Yeah.
So... what they did is they kind of joined in yaw and roll. So when the plane turned to the left, it also rolled to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how they did that was they used wing warping, which is essentially they had these pulleys that they used
mm-hmm.
to like pull the end of the wings to face different directions.
Oh, that's still, I mean, is a thing. You can see when you're about to land, the wings do all this crazy stuff and like the things mm-hmm. come down.
So those are called, those are flaps that they use
the
now.
The brake ones, yeah.
Which is apparently aeronautically different to stretching it.
But the theory is correct.
It's the same theory that if you change the airflow, you'll change the direction that you're facing.
Y'all?
Y'all?
Who's y'all?
Yeah.
Y'all change the direction.
Y'all change the...
Brilliant. I think... the puns per minute on this is just going to go, like, through the roof.
You set it up, man.
So, they also used the rudder. That was for pitch. No, it wasn't for pitch. I'm silly.
And for roll?
The rudder was also for the yaw and roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, they combined those in together. So, that's actually what they patented. That was the main thing behind the Wright brothers' plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a forward elevator for the pitch control, which is something that literally was phased out almost instantly.
Oh, so it's just not needed.
Yeah, not for that kind of flight.
Yeah.
I mean, modern flight is so different to what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a lot of things aren't
I've
even
never
powerful.
Seen, like, a cycle on a plane at this point, so
they literally used bike parts on the plane.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know if that was real, but I've seen that in, like, I don't know if it's films and stuff, but I have seen that before.
Kiki's Delivery.
Not in real life.
Oh, that's such a good film.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. So they do. What
I
they
didn't know that was real though. I thought it was like completely fake.
Well, no, they didn't use. So what they used for the engine, they had a custom engine built, and that engine ran the propellers.
Yes.
So to run the propellers, it used essentially the same kind of chain that a bike chain uses.
Yeah, that's where the...
So that's why you pedal?
Yeah, so you would also... So to do you know how it works? You're kind of lying on the plane. So it's got two sets of wing. So how the plane works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got
Which bit of the
plane? In general, you've got two sets of wings. Yeah, yeah. And you lie on the bottom set of wings.
Yeah.
Holding all your bits and pieces.
Yes, I've seen that. With work one time, I had to go... film someone flying an older plane and it used the police system. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly these ones were so complicated that only the Wright brothers were able to fly them.
I imagine they were, being the first plane.
Yeah.
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 So between 1900 and 1902, they were building gliders to really sort out how to work on the actual steering of them. So they tried to build them from 19th century schematics, essentially, and calculations. And when they did it, the first one barely worked, and the second one was worse because these calculations were just way off.
Yeah.
So obviously they were like, okay, we need to go back to the drawing board with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they built their own wind tunnel. So they had their own
Was this in their house?
No.
Explain to the audience what a wind tunnel is.
Where do they build a wind tunnel?
In North Carolina. In
there's a lot of empty land.
Are you sure it's big enough? There's a lot of empty space.
It's a very big state.
Yeah. So it's a wind tunnel is essentially just a way to get wind to flow faster through one area.
Yeah.
Also, North Carolina is in the south, even though it's called North. I just want to throw that out there.
But it's north of South Carolina.
Correct, but it's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
So it's more north than south.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Which is what designates the south from the north. Yeah, just, I was like, you know, there's a lot of area in the south. No one's really living there. So, just plantations and wind tunnels.
Oh.
Yeah.
There could be the odd wind tunnel about.
Yeah.
Yeah, see a few wind tunnels.
So they built this wind tunnel to test all their stuff?
Yeah, so they built just a bunch of different kinds of wings. Just trying to see what would work best. And they finally settled on a design that they ended up using for their third glider, which ended up working quite well.
Hmm. Nice.
And so their kind of goal with this was to make it safer to fly because...
It's a good goal.
Yeah, well, because a lot of crashes were deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they did crash. These were not good at landing. They had really no idea how to...
Yeah.
Yes. How to do that properly. So they tried 200 different model-sized wings.
Hmm. Models are really thin, though, so, like, how would that work? I'm sorry.
I don't know how to react to this. I'm used to Luke just not understanding jokes. And here we've got Ed who's just me.
So they did 200 models.
They did 200 models. Oh my god, no. They created and tested 200 models. And they settled on their final design.
And they got high?
Yeah, they got real. Well, they didn't get very high at all. But what they did was they ended up on their third glider design, which they flew...
Out of 200, they went, screw the 197. Pick the third? Is that what you're saying?
No. As in their third glider. So they test a lot of wings.
Oh,
but for their third full glider, which they made in 1902, they figured out how to do that. It was the first flying machine that was manned that could be controlled in three axes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's really rad.
Yeah, which is insane. Yeah, so they flew that hundreds of times, supposedly, but it was just a glider. So, as I've said, they wanted to use an engine, so they got a guy to build an engine, use bike chains to work the propellers, which, do you know why?
How recently had car engines just come out? Like, not too far in the past.
No, but engines had been around...
Not that long.
Oh, well,
engines in terms of the combustion engine, that was very new.
That was so new, wasn't it?
So, like, the fact that they went, oh, we made cars, and they're like, let's just throw it in the sky, I think it's very quick.
That is quite quick.
It's what a jump.
To be fair, cars did kind of exist beforehand. They just chucked an engine in a car.
Yeah.
That's why it's the auto car.
Just in a box with wheels.
Yes.
Put an engine in it.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, a plane is just a box with wings.
Yeah.
Tube,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just got to get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting it off the ground isn't hard. It's stopping it from hitting.
That's what I said earlier.
It's keeping it off the ground.
Getting it back down to the floor safely.
Yeah. So they designed and built a low power combustion engine, basically because if it was too high powered, it'd be too heavy, probably. And also they didn't want to crash and burn and die.
Yeah. That's fair.
They also carved their own propellers. So
carved them.
They were hand carved the propellers for this plane.
Sick. Hope they don't crash.
First, they built a wind tunnel. Mm-hmm. And then they started carving their own propeller.
What was their job? They were
quite
make money.
They were quite dedicated to planes.
It's like a little Casey Neistat's in North Carolina.
Yeah, here. I mean, these guys are really American. That's what I love about them.
If they were just spending all this time making this, that can't be a hobby. Like, they must be working in a coal mine or something, right? How are they making money in the 1900s?
That's true.
I assume businesses, they were just making residual income.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite quite lucrative for bikes because they were really popular at that time. And
oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. And they were fixing them as well, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a good point. I guess one of them could work the counter selling bikes, fixing bikes. The other one's like, yo, I'm carving a wing. So that works.
Wilbur, did you see this wing I carved? I love it. Have you guys seen Around the World in 80 Days?
I think I read it when I was in like fourth grade, but I can't remember much.
Okay. So
there's a Disney version with Donald Duck. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's a film version.
So yes, I have.
There's a film version with Jackie Chan. And yes, in this, the Wright brothers are played by the Wilson brothers.
Wow.
For this entire time, I can only picture Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson.
No. Wow. I just view those really big mustaches and those bikes with the huge front tires and just going, I'm going to build a snail airplane.
Why are they British?
Because they're old-timey, I don't know.
Jolly good time.
Jolly good time down in North Carolina, sir!
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, I've...
Lost your place.
Lost my place. It's fine, I've got it back. Do you guys know what the plane was made of?
Wood.
Okay, wood, obviously. Everything was made of wood back then, but what kind of wood?
Oak is probably the most sturdy wood in existence, so...
Yeah, but oak is heavy as hell.
That's true.
So heavy.
Yeah, but it's good wood.
Yeah. You know good wood, don't you,
Adam? I respect wood.
Yeah. I'm sure we can all say we respect a bit of wood now and then.
I trust a girl that doesn't respect wood. But I think I'm going to have to go with... if it had to be light wood, then what? Beech?
Beech is pretty light.
Spruce. Oh,
yeah.
Spruce,
so it's made of spruce and... not canvas, but some kind of fabric.
Oh, that's nice. It smelled nice as well. It didn't even need an air freshener because they got spruce.
You got spruce, yeah.
Nature's air freshener.
This video was sponsored by...
Spruce.
So... Yeah, that is basically the kind of build of the plane. It's got a bike chain, a custom combustible engine, and wings of their own design, and hand-carved propellers. Yeah, so in
amazing.
1903...
Good on them.
In Kill Devil's Hill?
Yeah, we gotta name things, you know, we gotta save Christianity, you know?
Yeah, I just...
Kill Devil's Hill.
Let's just make sure we kill the devil on this hill. Like, genuinely makes sense. You know
how Christian can we make this hill?
You know that if the sun comes out when there's a rainstorm and you live in the South, that's referred to historically as devil's beating his wife. Now, I didn't know the devil had a wife, but I know if he did, he'd probably beat her when the sun came out of a rainstorm.
I thought the devil was gay.
Yeah, the devil seems like... Well, no, because he had a kid.
That's true.
Maybe it was one of those like in vitro fertilization kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. But either way, yeah, Devil's being his wife. And also Kill Devil Hill.
Yeah, so Kill Devil Hill is where they first tried to fly it. So this was in 1903 on the 17th of December. Which would be really cold, right?
It's December North Carolina.
Time. Oh, is it warm there?
I mean, it's not cold. I mean, it might be. I mean, but it's also North Carolina. I don't know.
I'm just thinking because obviously they're in a lot of wind in a plane made of essentially paper and wood.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I have to wear a lot of stuff. But also, in December it gets to like 58 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which is Celsius.
Oh, no. Yeah,
they were boiling alive.
Right, yeah. So global cooling is actually.
Yeah, so that's like maybe 10 degrees. So that's not too shabby.
Oh, that's really warm. Okay, that's fine. They tossed a coin to decide who would be the first to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Orville.
Wait, did neither of them want to, or did both of them?
You'd both want to.
Yeah,
no, you'd want to be.
I mean, you're brothers. If I was them,
mm-hmm.
I would just say I'm the older brother, so I get to fly first.
I don't think that bodes well.
Hey, man,
I'm like 33. I don't give a crap if you're the older brother. You know, at this point, come on.
If I'm flying a plane for the first time, I'm gonna pull it out. if nothing else,
that doesn't mean anything.
I was born first. I get to fly first.
Yeah. I've waited longer for this.
Sure. Exactly. All right. I built the propeller, you twat.
Are we role playing?
Yeah.
So the first flight was by Orville, and he flew 120 feet, which is about 37 meters, in 12 seconds.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you've probably seen the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it?
With the hill, North Carolina.
Oh, tell me what the picture is.
Have you seen the picture? I've seen the picture of him flying.
I've seen a picture of the Wright brothers, yes, flying, so probably.
Okay, I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's this one. Chimpanzees. This picture. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
So I think Wilbur set that up, and they got a friend to take it, but they wouldn't let the friend set up the camera.
Right, they just wanted to get in and fly.
Yeah. Well, no. They wouldn't let the friend set up the camera. They set the camera up themselves.
Oh, they set
it up. And said to the friend, you are allowed to take the picture, but you can't.
You can push the button.
You can push the button.
Okay. So that way they get creative control of the photo. I like that. I do that sometimes on holiday.
Jesus.
You set up the camera.
I'm like, listen.
Hey, stranger.
This is the frame I want. Please don't take any creative freedom. And then sure enough, thank you for that tilt. So yeah.
I've seen Evan climb up.
Right, brother.
How many stories was that?
Oh, yeah, like 13 flights.
Like 13 flights of stairs just to take a picture.
Got that shot. But yeah, I understand the Wright brothers now. That makes sense.
Orville flew first, and then on the fourth flight of the day, Wilbur tried his hand, and he flew 852 feet in 59 seconds. Absolutely smashing.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Orville's record.
Jeez. Set earlier
that day. So that's when they went from 12 that's to a minute.
Two and yeah. a half football nice. Fields.
Two and a half football. That is far, though, isn't it?
That is quite far.
And in a minute. I mean, how far is that? How speedy is that? I didn't do the math.
I'd say that's pretty speedy.
Pretty speedy. I mean, I
quite
have
quite speedy. I'd say.
I just feel like these planes, you could kind of run after them.
Team like Chanel. Mm.
They're not too fast.
Usain Bolt, maybe.
Yeah, I think Usain could catch up.
So I've got a quote from Orville about Wilbur's flight. He said, "Wilbur started the fourth and last flight at just about 12 o'clock. The first few hundred feet were up and down as before, but by the time 300 feet had been covered, the machine was under much better control. The course for the next 400 or 500 feet had little undulation." However, when about 800 feet, the machine began pitching again, and one of its darts downward struck the ground. The distance the ground was measured to be 852 feet. The time of the flight was 59 seconds.
Oh, so close to that minute.
The frame supporting the front rudder was badly broken, but the main part of the machine was not injured at all. We estimated that the machine could be put in its condition for flight again in about a day or two. So basically, they broke it, but not too bad after the first flight.
That seems pretty great.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of made to be breakable that you survive a crash. So they then took this around the US and Europe for a bit, just kind of
took it on tour. How did they take it? Was it the plane
their design? I mean, they flew. No,
they disassembled it, put it back on itself,
right? Now we have to build a bigger plane.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
They made different ones, but obviously they toured this around the US, doing air shows and just taking it out for the public to watch, because this was the 1900s and life was so boring.
It's probably at the World Fair.
Yeah. So they went to World Fairs, all of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And before they got to Europe, most of Europe didn't really believe them, but the French in particular were just not fans.
Not having it.
Yeah, they genuinely thought they were lying. You know what the French are like. They had the Montgolfier brothers, who we've spoken about before.
You know what the French are
you
like.
You know what they're like. They had the Montgolfier brothers, which we've spoken about before. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that kind of pioneered other types of flight. So, like, I'm pretty sure they worked with hot air balloons, which we spoke about in
we have talked about that before.
One of the first episodes.
Yeah.
And Zeppelins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm not sure about Zeppelins, because Zeppelins are...
That's a very German word, isn't it?
It's very German, isn't it? Yeah, but they were kind of the pioneers at that point. And so the French were very skeptic about this, saying that they were totally lying about it. And in particular, there were lots of newspapers just calling them bluffers. Bluffer.
Bluff, I see.
Yeah, bluffers.
Bluffer.
Yeah, particularly, like, that's the place that I read this from. It said bluffers and then translated it to bluffers, which is just the same word, but without the U.
Missing a letter.
Bluffer.
Bluffer. Yeah. I should really read these names beforehand.
Maybe.
Looking at this, this is an English name. It's Ernest Archdeacon.
Ernest Archdeacon.
Deacon. Like a
priest.
Churchman.
Oh, that's fine. Archdeacon. Yeah.
So Ernest Archdeacon, founder of the Aero Club in France.
Cool.
Yeah, he was...
Big nerd.
Yeah. He was he really didn't like them.
Didn't know.
He was going all out of his way
Articles like
badmouth them.
More like the Wrong Brothers, am I right?
Very good. Very good. Wouldn't work in French, oui, but oui. Very good. there were published reports, obviously, but he was like, no, don't believe it, not at all. This was in 1906, so this was 3 years later. You got to remember, though, that back then, information didn't travel very fast.
Also, I assume he must have maybe been working on his own little propellers.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, they didn't do it.
They didn't
hurry,
do it.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
I'm going to do it first.
Yeah. Exactly, because, I mean, he was the head of the Aero Club, so these were all people that wanted to be the first to fly. Yeah. And they're like, these Americans didn't do it. No way,
oh,
they're lying.
Oh, someone did it already. No, they didn't.
No.
No way.
We're the first.
Yeah, so in 1906, he said, and this is a quote, translated from French.
Okay, yeah.
The French would make the first public demonstration of powered flight 3 years after...
Three years after the Wright brothers did it.
The Wright brothers did it already.
Yeah. He really didn't believe... Well, maybe he meant like a longer, more real public flight. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he just didn't believe him because...
As if the French would do anything.
Yeah, what if the French done?
Go on holiday.
I mean...
Ask for more revolutions.
Revolutions and guillotines, that's all they're good for.
Wearing yellow green jackets. What else are you going to do?
Not flying there.
No.
The Paris edition of the New York Herald summed up the opinion of Europe on them in 1906, and they said, the Wrights have flown or they have not flown. They possess a machine or they do not possess one. They are in fact either flyers or liars. It's difficult to fly.
Oh, that's a good
one.
It's
very easy to say, we have flown.
That's good. That's true.
Hmm.
To be fair, though, I mean, I can understand not trusting Americans on something like this. Just because it can all get... I mean, there is a history of America's just straight up lying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not back then, I think.
Yeah.
We were pretty real though back then.
I think the issue with America is that they haven't changed since back then.
I don't know. I made a lot of stuff back then. I don't know.
Yeah, very good. I mean, you're good. I'm sorry. I mean, you guys are great. So just like last week, there were a few issues with patents. So they submitted their patent in 1903, but it was rejected. So they had to... get another patent lawyer.
Why was
to do
it rejected?
Because patents are always rejected.
This thing just...
That's true.
They're really difficult to...
We talked about this last week.
They're so difficult to do. So they got a specific patent lawyer. And essentially, their patent was for new and useful improvements on flying machines. And it just laid out everything to do with all of the flight controls. Yeah, so it laid out all of the directions, up, down, left, right, how you do that. I don't think it really mentioned... Don't think it mentioned the engine.
Oh.
Really?
Well, then that makes sense as to why it wasn't patented.
Yeah, but no, because...
But could you patent an engine?
Well, you couldn't patent... You can't patent an engine because it's already been patented.
Just a way of doing an engine.
Yeah, I think... I mean, you could probably end up patenting how to use the engine to make the propellers run.
Yeah.
Because they used a particular way of crossing it over so that both propellers spun in different directions.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Yeah. However, this didn't really work because there was a guy called Glenn Curtis, and he in particular decided to get around the patent by just tweaking slightly how he used the wings.
Right.
Yeah. So what these guys were doing, they had like a kind of hinged bit on the back of the wings to steer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Wright brothers just kind of pulled the fabric at the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Wright brothers obviously didn't like this because they were not making money off of these demonstrations. So they decided to sue them. And there were a whole bunch of lawsuits from like 1908 for ages. And this was against people in America and people in Europe. And it ended up that the Wright brothers weren't very popular. No one liked the Wright brothers.
Yeah, in true American fashion, they just started suing each other.
Yeah, it's so American.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Edison... That's what we had last week as well.
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah, that's so true.
When did the government then just go, hey, we like this, who are you?
The issue was that I'm pretty sure that Glenn Curtis was the guy that ended up
selling to the government.
Selling to the government. Yeah,
that was probably
I was
going to
say, because his hinges sound closer to what we use now.
Yeah. Flaps.
The flaps on the wings.
Yeah.
But he didn't get remembered, so in anything.
Well, he
made money.
But
yeah.
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 Snooze, you lose.
And it's not as good a name. They sued a bunch of people, and by the end, people weren't very happy with them. They actually fell out with someone that they'd been friends with for 10 years, who actually apparently helped them with the designs. His name was Octave Chanute.
That's not a real name.
There's a lot of Ox going. There's Otto.
Yeah.
Who's eighth one born?
Octave, yes.
Who's Octave?
Octave. Oh, not
Octave.
No, Octave.
I just did Otto
Octave. Octave. You pronounced it's just Octave, yeah.
Funnily enough, he did go on to produce, a set of mechanical arms.
An eight limb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brilliant. But yeah, by the end, they weren't very popular, and that's kind of the story of the Wright brothers.
Well, that's sad.
It's very sad.
But, I mean, but we still love them in America.
Yeah, but they were very well remembered. I mean, they had their plane in the Air and Space Museum, moved from the, what's that big one?
Smithsonian,
yeah. I mean, you've almost certainly heard of them. If you've seen Around the World in 80 Days Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Yeah. I've been to the Smithsonian multiple times. Yes. The Air and Space Museum is one of the only free museums you can go to in the US. Really?
You've seen the Wright Flyer.
Yeah. That was like, as someone on the East Coast, Washington, D.C. is a trip you do every other year or so just to be like, look, history and patriotism and, you know, love this stuff.
Cool.
Brainwash. Yeah.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about how this was in 1903 and it's only just over 100 years later and we've gone from wood and canvas to sending aluminum. People into space.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're about to go to Mars.
Yeah, just a timeline. 1903 was the first fixed-wing powered flight.
Mm-hmm. That's when we got off the ground.
Yeah. 58 years later, in 1961, we sent the first man to space.
To the moon. Oh, to space.
And then 8 years later, we sent men to the moon.
Apollo 11.
Yeah.
Good film.
And they took part of the Wright Flyer, and it's on the moon now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
They took a little bit of the wood and a little bit of the fabric, and they've left it up on the moon.
I think I'd already heard that somewhere.
That seems like a dumb idea.
Well, now they can't fix it.
I mean,
they can't fly anymore.
Why didn't they also take a tiny bit of, I don't know, the American flag? Maybe the first car Henry Ford did.
I think they did take the American flag.
What about the Henry Ford's cars? You know what I'm saying?
Cars didn't put any, cars aren't flying machines. I think the connection.
Yeah,
is
but the motor, you know.
No,
I feel like if you're gonna put a cloth from
just
a plane,
take an engine.
I mean, when
the
you
moon.
Get to
I
that like point, you'd be as well taking a stick up to the moon.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Just a lump of coal.
We don't agree.
Yeah, lump of coal. I didn't know that, though. That's a fun fact.
Yeah. I mean, it's really nice that in the past, just over 100 years, we've gone from that to jets.
Yeah, I guess
which are insanely...
Yeah.
It is similar to Elon Musk launching his car into space, right?
No, I don't think so.
Because that was his
Elon
first
Musk
thing.
That went into space.
Hey? Yeah, that was where he came from, was this car. And so he launched his car.
Oh, I thought you meant as cars.
No. I meant that was his beginning.
Yeah.
Was the Tesla. So I thought, oh, okay, I like the idea. It's sentimental.
Yeah, no, it's a sentimental thing, which is really nice. But that's the show today, guys.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
How did you feel about our first guest?
I'm feeling it. It's good.
You feeling it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think, guys.
We should get more guests on.
Yeah, we should. We should get
Maybe
more guests
on. Maybe we should have
on.
One on next week.
Should we have one on next week?
I think we should.
Why don't you guys tell us who you want on next week?
Next week's guest is Dollar Shave Club. Use the code dollarshaveclub.com/Corey. And the Sci Guys.
Don't forget the question mark. You've got to have the question.
The question mark. It spawns.
Yeah, is there anything you want to plug, Evan? Anything you want to tell anyone about?
My phone's dead, so I want to plug that in. But besides that, I am fine.
It's good.
YouTube.com/EVAN.
Thank you for listening. You can find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday. And why not leave us a nice wee review? You can find and contact us at SciGuysPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or send us an email at SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
That's SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
That's we review.
What?
You said leave us a nice comment.
Leave
on
us a wee review.
A wee review.
Oh, I thought it was the name of the website. It was not Scottish.
Oh, no.
Leave us it on we review. And is that like WeChat? Is this like a website?
Please use this service. We review.
Use the Nintendo Wii review system.
You can follow me at NotCorey everywhere.
You can follow me at Champkin everywhere.
You can follow me at Evan Ettinger some places.
Some places, not everywhere.
Okay, good. Bye.
Bye.
Evan, are you really trying to get your stand call right now?
I gotta stand, man. I gotta stand.
Just for everyone listening, Evan does this. Evan has an Apple Watch, and he's obsessed with reaching the stand goal every single day.
Listen, I just gotta stand. I can't stand.
But he refuses to stand up.
Is it 10 to the hour? Yeah, it's
10
to the hour.
Yeah, that's how you know.
he stands waving his arm in the air.
I give air hand jobs or something.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's fanning. All right. We did it. Thank you.
Good?
Oh,
that's what you get.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about
Let's
that.
Let's go.